Vanderbilt finishes up the regular season tonight, losing at Wake Forest in the rain, 23-10, the final score. We head down to the Commodore locker room as Coach Johnson has joined us. Coach, it's tough enough to win, you know, when you play a good team and when you play on the road, but when you are as beat up as you are right now and injuries continue, it had to be a nightmare trying to keep lineups together.
Yeah, it was pretty tough offensively and defensively, Joe. Tonight we had several injury situations we had to deal with, but I'm not going to, use that as an excuse. We had opportunities and, we just didn't execute. And offensively, we just weren't very consistent. And, obviously that does have a lot to do with it. But, we need to overcome those kind of things.
You get McKenzie banged up. I guess it's a shoulder that kept him out of the game. And Chris was banged up early on. In the third quarter, the second half, you go with Larry Smith. Was that totally because of injuries, or were you just trying to shake something up and let somebody else have a shot?
No, that was injury related. Chris had a concussion, and Mac either bruised his collarbone or broke it. I don't know yet. So it was definitely injury related, and just like we've always said, we think we got a lot of good guys at that position, and Larry was ready to go and. Got in there, made a few plays, made a few mistakes, but that's going to happen to a freshman, against a good defense on the road, in the rain, playing from behind.
How much, when you put Larry into the game, did you have to scale back your playbook? I know he's been around, he's been in practice all the time, but he hadn't played.
Right. A little bit. You just don't want to, have him try to execute a bunch of things or read a bunch of things and, Larry's good with his feet, good with his arm. So, we felt like we could keep maybe some options in there and then throw the football. But Kennard Reese came in there and ran the ball well for us and got us going. And we got us a good drive going down there. We just wish we could do more of that.
You get another punt block tonight. Got another one that was partially blocked. How concerned are you? Is this somebody that's picked up something, or is this just a lack of execution of guys just not doing what you're trying to get them to do?
Well, the second one was just, lack of, taking care of the block. We had enough people there. You got to get that guy to step up and make that block. The first one, I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break, come back, continue more with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this. We continue with Commodore head coach Bobby Johnson. Vanderbilt falls 23-10. Coach, I tell you, I thought you had gotten exactly the break you needed. You kick off to Wake Forest to open the second half down 10-3, and they put it on the ground for you on the first play, and you get the ball at the 40-yard line, and doggone it if we just don't give it right back to them.
We did, and I'm not quite sure what happened, but I thought I saw some penetration, right there at the point of attack. Mm-hmm. And, I don't think it was Larry's fault on the handoff. But when somebody comes busting through there, it's hard to get the play started.
At the end of the third quarter, you face a fourth down. And you originally sent the field goal unit out, for that final play. Well, the clock ran out before the end of the third quarter.
Right.
So then you go down for the first play of the fourth quarter, and you go for it on fourth and five. Was that just a discussion and a change of mind, or did you kind of send the field goal unit out to show Wake that and then try to come with the other side?
No, we were debating, and, it was a situation where finally I just thought that I don't know how many more times we're going to get down there.
Yeah.
So let's try to take advantage of it. And Larry made a great throw, and Brandon Bard made a very smart play. It was designed to do a little bit different, and he just sort of ad-libbed a little bit, and Larry found him in the back of the end zone and shot it to him.
I'd love to have seen Sean Walker make that catch. That was one beautiful throw Larry threw in the long ball.
We got to make those kind of plays. That's, a lot of people worked hard to get that play off and execute it. And, that's fundamental stuff, catching the ball.
What's your approach now, say, for example, for the coming week, knowing you've got a bowl game but don't know when or where? How do you approach this next week?
Well, we're going to, we'll make up several scenarios on where we may go and when we will practice and when we'll report and things like that. But this coming week, we're going to give the guys off a little bit of time. They've played 12 games in 14 weeks and had a month of practice before that, and they need to get refreshed a little bit. And then they got exams coming up, so that means the term is ending, so we got, I'm sure, a bunch of tests in the next week or so. So not much football will go on, but they'll lift and run and try to stay in shape.
And finally, I know it's disappointing to lose the last couple of games down the stretch, but you're 6-6. You're going to a bowl game. You told me earlier it's nice to be talking about the end of the regular season knowing there's another one to go. I mean, there is a reward at the end of all this, and it should be enjoyed.
No doubt about it. And I, like I've said several times or many times before, I thought that was the next step we had to make with our program, and that was to get to a bowl no matter how we did it. And, you know, our guys fought, and, you know, sometimes we didn't play as good as we possibly could play, but they fought for 6 tough wins, 4 wins in the conference, which I think is pretty good.
Bobby, have a safe trip back. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Coach Bobby Johnson joining us in the postgame locker room. Wake Forest wins at 23-10. We'll come back, take a look at the final stats for you right after this.